You are listening to The Cola Mona Show, Season 2, Episode 1.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Cola Mona Show, a weekly podcast where I, Cola Mona Meyer, will talk about things that you probably don't want to hear. So sit back, relax, and listen.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Cola Mona Show with your host, Cola Mona. Hey, guys, you know, it's been a while since I've done a show here, probably about 2 years. You know, last time I believe I did a show, I was sitting in my car, more than likely at an Austin Chase parking lot or sitting at work during my break time doing the show from my car and my laptop. Well, things have changed considerably since then. My life has completely made a 180. A lot of things have changed. I'm no longer working at the tire place, and that's good. That particular job wasn't suited for me. It was a good way of paying the bills at the time. You know, I'm very thankful for having it. Now I'm glad that I'm done. I'm now working at a much better place. So I'm now working at a computer place, which is more my thing. You know, I'm more into technology. I'm doing sales. So I'm doing a lot of phone sales. My family life has changed dramatically. Recently, I'm not going to get into details about that. It's not something for the public, but suffice to say, I tend to have a lot more free time now. Even though it's not really completely free, I have other things now that I need to focus on. That's mainly myself and you know, putting things together in a positive way and a positive life for me and everything. I have a new job, as I mentioned. It's a computer job, sales job. I talk on the phone a lot. I kind of have a passion for podcasts. I've been kind of an addict to the spoken word. Been doing that ever since I had a car back in, oh, geez, I was 19. I'm 36 now. I think maybe I was in my 20s. No, I think I was 19. I'm 36 now, so do the math. It's been a while. I had a 1976 Plymouth Volare that had only AM radio, and that particular vehicle. You know, AM radio, after a while, you get tired of listening to music on the AM because it doesn't quite sound so good. So what I ended up doing was finding, you know, I discovered talk radio back then, and I really got hooked to talk radio badly. Became a news junkie. You know, first it was more liberal type talk radio, not quite liberal, but closest you can get to it. It was on Como AM 1000. Then I eventually found my way to KVI, which was a more conservative talk radio. Became an addict, you know, became a Rush Limbaugh head, or what, a ditto head, or whatever you want to call it. Listened to him every day for probably, oh, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 years, you know. Really absorbed the conservative philosophy for a while. That eventually changed over time. You know, the conservative philosophy is good, I believe. I think it's better than the liberal one. But extremes are bad. In anything, you know, extreme liberalism is stupid. Extreme conservatism is stupid. Moderation is also kind of stupid because then you don't know exactly where you're going. You're kind of like a wandering sheep looking for something. So you need to have some sort of a guidepost in life. But it doesn't have to be so damn steadfast and rigid. You know, things can flow and change over time, as my points of view have. You know, after the talk radio thing, I discovered podcasting, or discovered podcasts. You know, did a lot of listening to Twit. You know, I think I talked about this a little bit in my first podcast where I mentioned a lot of things about Twit. This Leo Laporte, twit.tv. One of his guests was John C. Dvorak. And he was interesting to me, and he had mentioned a podcast that he had gotten into. Now, this is a couple of years after listening to Twit. I really got into, you know, listening to them quite a bit. Anyways, a couple of years later, John C. Dvorak talks about his podcast called No Agenda. And so I pop into that and start listening to it. And although I was actually listening to Alex Jones for a while, too, and that guy's a nut bar. Although I like some of his stuff, I think he's okay, but he's a total shill, in my opinion, and he's completely beholden to his advertisers. Therefore, I don't trust half the shit that comes out of his mouth. Oops, pardon the expression. I don't trust half the stuff that comes out of his mouth. Maybe I'll edit that. Maybe I won't. I don't know. Words are words. Anyways, although words do matter. Started listening to No Agenda with Adam Curry and John C. Dvorak. Now, many people remember Adam Curry. People from my generation remember him as being the long-haired dude who hosted Headbangers Ball, and he eventually cut his hair and became a just a regular old VJ there. He actually, I didn't know this, has been in radio for forever. And anyways, him and John got together and started doing this No Agenda podcast where they basically deconstruct the news. I found that to be pretty interesting. You know, these guys would talk about subjects that are very, I don't know, for lack of a better word, kind of sort of conspiracy theory stuff, but not really. They didn't really espouse any beliefs. They're just like, here's what we... Oh, except for Adam, he's a little conspiratorial more than John. But he's like, you know, here are things that we find are interesting in the news headlines, and you know, we kind of they call themselves media assassins, so they kind of break things down and pull the veneer back, the sugar coating, the utter BS that a lot of the stuff that happens in the news that you'll notice. Found that to be completely fascinating. So one day I was on the phone, which is what I do every day, talking to one of my customers. This particular customer happens to have a shop out there in the Seattle area. And we talked about podcasts for a little bit. You know, a little bit of politics came up, started talking about podcasts. And he mentioned that he listens to the Jack Spierko podcast. It's the Survival Podcast. It's at thesurvivalpodcast.com. And that's Spierko, S-P-I-R-K-O. And he was saying that, yeah, this Jack guy is pretty interesting. You know, he's not preachy. He doesn't go into the conspiracy theory BS too much. He's more of a practical kind of guy. So I said, oh, what the heck? You know, I'm a podcast junkie. I'll give it a shot. You know, I figure I'll download a few episodes and see what we got going on. And that was the beginning of my mental transformation about life. Although I guess maybe No Agenda was really my beginning for... No Agenda and Alex Jones both woke me up to the fact that right and left paradigms, that's a Alex Jones term, the right and left paradigms are nothing but constructs. They're a joke. They're both sides of the same coin. It's a way for people in power and power structures to manipulate people. I mean, it's easy to control a populace when you give them an enemy. For example, racism, you know, fear the black man. So the white people who are in power can then pull the strings of the black man and of the white person because they're busy fighting amongst themselves. They also don't notice the strings being pulled besides. Okay, now fear the black man, whatever, the racism thing isn't in vogue anymore, but it's what's much more in vogue now is to pit other sides against each other. So it's much more in vogue to pit a conservative policy versus a liberal policy. Demonize the left, demonize the right. In the meantime, there's somebody pulling strings that are really truly controlling the stuff. It's all shadow puppet theater, you know. But anyways, where was I going with this? I was talking about survival podcasts and how I started really listening to Jack, and he believes in doing smart things, you know, being debt free, taking care of yourself, taking care of your family, taking care of things so that if things were to go wrong, you'll be okay. And even if they don't go wrong, you'll be okay. And, you know, mainly stay the hell out of debt. He has a lot of really interesting theories and beliefs about money. A lot of them I don't completely understand because it's not something that really is good for me to, I mean, you know, good for my brain. It's hard for me to wrap my head around all the money policies that are out there. But they are fascinating. You know, and if you get an opportunity, go to trtam.com. It stands for The Real Truth About Money, trtam.com, and download Jack's book and read it. I've got through a good portion of it. I haven't finished it yet, but one of these days I'll actually finish it. Anyways, so Jack talks about, you know, survival type stuff, you know, self-sufficiency. Should you have food, stores of food? How do you make your own foods? How do you grow your own foods? How do you, you know, take care of things like your basic necessities, you know, Maslow's human needs, you know, food, shelter, clothing, electricity, if you know, that's not really part of Maslow's needs, but things that we need, energy. And, you know, some of the practical ways to go about doing it. He interviewed some people, and one of his guests that he interviewed was a guy named Paul Wheaton. Paul Wheaton runs a website, a couple of them. One of them is called permies.com, P-E-R-M-I-E-S. Permies, and another one is called richsoil.com, Rich Soil. And the cool thing about Paul is he's into what's called permaculture. I had no idea what the hell permaculture was. You know, it's just some another granola hippie, you know, BS crap that's out there. Until, I went to permies.com and started reading. And it's all about farming, you know, growing your own food, being self-sufficient. Very much similar things that Jack talks about. And they do it in a more of a permanent manner, self-sustaining. As Paul likes to say, systems feeding systems. And, you know, I get a kick out of that concept, systems feeding systems. It's real simple. You know, you grow your food, you eat it, the waste products from your food goes into your compost heap. The compost heap then goes back in your garden, which grows your food. Then you eat it, and the waste products go back in your compost heap. You know, and that's just one example it's one example of a system. There are many, many types of systems out there. You know, there's, you know, that's a matter of a vegetable type system. You got animals and whatever. The whole idea is having a fully sustainable ecosystem on your property. Fully sustainable ecosystem on your property, requiring very few inputs, and giving you a heck of a lot of output. I mean, that seemed like a too good to be true thing, right? Until you get on the permies.com and you start listening to, I started listening to Paul Wheaton's podcast. So you get on permies.com, you start looking at some of the discussions there, and you start listening to Paul's podcast, and then you start digging into more of what permaculture is. And there are guys like Sepp Holzer, who is an Austrian farmer who has a lot of, I forget how many acres over there in Austria, and everything pretty much grows on its own. There's another guy, I can't remember his name right now, but I just watched him. He has a food forest in Australia. It's amazing. And the only thing that he puts into it is labor, his manual labor. Hell, you know, you're going to put in labor no matter what you do in life. You're going to have to go to work every day. You get up in the morning, you have to go to work, you know, to earn the dollar so that you can pay the tax man. You know, that's important. You have to do it. So why not put some of that labor into your property and reap some benefits and rewards from it? And that's what this particular guy was doing. If I remember his name, well, I'll look it up and put it in the show notes. But he has an amazing piece of property where he put in these large swales and which, you know, help trap water and feed his gardens. So, you know, after all this stuff happened with me personally, with my family life, I'm in a position where I have to basically rethink my life. And, you know, you got two options. You can either sink or you can swim. And hell, I'm not much of a sinker. You know, I'm going to swim. And so one of the things that I want to do is I want to get really deep into this permaculture thing. I think it's awesome. After watching things like Food Inc. and reading the book Omnivore's Dilemma, and which I'm almost finished with. I think I've got maybe, you know, a quarter of it left. Omnivore's Dilemma and another book called Why We Get Fat. All amazing stuff to me, you know, and food is important. And what's more important about, I'm sorry, what I mean to say is food is important. Food is incredibly important. And having food in your life, it's one of the main reasons you go to work. It's one of the main reasons you earn money, so that you can buy food. And to go buy the garbage that's being sold nowadays in the stores, being pawned off as food, when in reality it's pretty much just GMO-based corn that has been perverted. It's a perverted version of food. The nutritional value is not nearly as what it should be. Now, don't get me wrong. I go to McDonald's. Not very often. But I'll go to a fast food joint. I'll eat the stuff on the shelves. I'm not completely 100% against the agro-business culture thing, whatever we have nowadays. I mean, I realize there's a place for it because we have a hell of a lot of people, and they all need to eat. And this is the best solution that we have right now. There are better solutions that are just not seeing their full potential. You know, the whole organic business model is unfortunately that, a business model, and that's changing. You know, Whole Foods, at one point in time, used to serve good stuff. Now they're serving the same GMO-based, well, maybe not GMO, but they're serving the same basic crap that, you know, the other farms are. Well, there's a few differences. I guess it's mildly better on a scale of 1 to 10, you know, 1 being absolutely horrible, and 10 being, you know, perfect permaculture, I guess. You know, something like Whole Foods is 5, 4 or 5, you know, maybe a 6. I don't know. I'm not a, not a shopper at there. So anyways, into this permaculture thing, one of these things that I've decided I want to do is I want to structure my life again properly, earn some money and save some money, be more self-sufficient and smarter with my, earnings, and more diverse with my earnings, you know, multiple sources of income, that type of thing. And I want to buy 100 acres. I want to buy 100 plus acres. It doesn't have to be 100 acres. That's more of a psychological thing for me. I think I've always wanted to say, I own 100 acres. And if I could say that, that would make me feel great. So what the hell? 100 acres. I'm going to shoot for 100 acres. I really don't give a crap where. You know, after watching Greening the Desert, I could own 100 acres in the desert and still make it work. Although, me personally, probably couldn't, because I don't have that kind of skill yet, you know? So it would probably be more wise for me to buy something in a more temperate climate, or maybe even a tropical climate or something else. But cheap land is in the desert. Cheap land, you know, right now money's a concern. But if things change and get better, you know, I would like to buy 100 acres somewhere, you know? And I don't know, you have a crap what state it's in. I would prefer it to be in the state of Washington, because that's where I grew up and it's where my family is and it's where my support structure is. But it doesn't matter. I mean, at some point in life, you know, I have to do my own thing and be profitable at it. And I'm thinking 100 acres somewhere, man. Make it happen. Work hard every day. Look at some goals and continue on that way. So that's kind of a rundown of what's been going on in the head of Colomona in the past year and a half or 2 years. It's probably been 2 years since I did the last one. And while a lot of it is negative that has happened to me, a whole hell of a lot is positive, and a whole hell of a lot more coming in the future is even more positive. And I'm going to keep my chin up and continue moving on forward. I've been debating on what to do with this idea that I have, this permaculture 100-acre stuff. You know, like right now I got my own place and I'm growing some garden stuff. I have a small garden going out there, and it's not being grown in the permaculture method. It's being grown more traditionally, but it's a start, you know. I'm starting somewhere. I got a crap load of peas and beans, green beans, some broccoli. I bought some thyme. I bought some zucchini, some jalapenos. You know, simple, basic stuff. And I'm going to start, you know, growing things and making things happen and growing every aspect of my life, you know, not just food, but wealth as well. And I think I'm going to start documenting it all. At this point right now, I'm in a situation where I don't have much finances. I don't have very many finances, so I can't really go out and buy the equipment that I would like to buy to actually make all this happen. You know, in terms of cameras and so forth, and better computer hardware. You'll probably notice there are some glitches in this podcast. I noticed my computer stuttering as I was recording. I apologize for those, and maybe I'll try to go back and edit some out. You'll also notice some clipping here and there. The microphone I'm using is not the greatest. You'll even hear some 60 hertz hum in the background. I'll see what I can do to filter that out. Hopefully I can do it. I'm using Audacity, which is normally pretty good about this kind of stuff. And I'm not going to go through and pull out ums and ahs. I think I did that in the last few podcasts, and it is very labor-intensive and time-consuming. I may go through and dress some of this up, but for the most part, nah. I just want to get another podcast out and you know, get it up there. As far as Word of the Week and things like that, to tell you the truth, this has been a spur-of-the-moment thing. I decided what the hell I'm going to do a little recording. So I sat down and jotted some notes down and started talking. So that's pretty much it. That's the Colomona Show. 18 minutes long so far, you know, 20 minutes, whatever the podcast happens to be. And, yeah. Let me know what you think, if you want. I'll post this up at colomona.com, I believe, /podcast. And I believe you can go ahead and just leave a comment there. I'm debating on whether or not I want to implement any Facebook-style commenting or use a discuss or something like that. Or just, I don't know, Facebook kind of turns me off. Anyways, that's it for today. Talk to you later and have a great one.
down that dirt road to a house that's falling apart.